This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. In a press conference Monday, Congressman Jason Crow urged the U.S. to help allies who were stuck in Afghanistan. CPR's Dina Sieg says the Colorado Democrat was joined by members of Congress from both parties.
Advocacy groups for refugees and veterans were there too, along with former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, all with the same message: keep the Kabul airport open. Representative Crow says the evacuation should have started months ago.
But our call today here is that there's still an opportunity to do the right thing, and that entails securing the airport and doing so as long as possible to bring out our friends.
Crow says commercial, military, and charter flights should be leaving the airport, and that the U.S. government should streamline the visa process for Afghan allies. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
An independent group reviewing the Aurora Police Department set out nearly 50 recommendations at a city council meeting Monday. Researchers said the department needs to clarify its rules around the use of force and to collect better data and improve hiring practices to include more members of the community. Aurora City Council will eventually vote on whether to accept the recommendations and order changes at the police department. The Boulder County Sheriff will test a new Tesla patrol vehicle. The department estimates the electric vehicle should be about five times cheaper to drive than the department's current gas-powered SUVs. It hopes those savings will cover the higher cost of the Tesla in 6 to 18 months. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.